Fandemort, I have trouble saying that, sends me some clips of you sometimes, too. Yeah. And
oh,
I don't
really?
Usually have an opportunity to play them, but I got here.
We're going to nom-nom with Wolfgang.
How do you feel about that? I want you to rate yourself.
My voice sounds my voice sounds froggy.
Does it?
We're going to nom-nom
sound a
with
bit nasally.
Wolfgang.
See, that doesn't sound bad to me at all.
I think it's probably just what my voice sounds like, but again, I just think that most of us don't really know what our voice actually sounds like, and thank God the rest of us are used to it and fine with it, because it is that's like nails on a chalkboard to me,
right,
honestly, which is why you probably don't like it when I do stuff.
Stay
like that.
Away from the tuna. It smells funny tonight. Let's stick with famous chefs and people in the culinary field.
Yeah, F everybody here, because I'm Bourdain and like I'm taking no prisoners. Now, somebody give me a pig colon to eat.
Now, I want to be very clear for new listeners. You were not making fun of Anthony Bourdain there. I remember the context of that was
R.I.P.
R.I.P. I think actually we were actually giving him a tribute after he passed away. And I think you were kind of juxtaposing what maybe people maybe would think about him if they didn't know much about how he's actually. You were singing his praises there, although out of context.
I was.
It sounds like you're making fun of him, which you were not.
Yeah. Don't misjudge Anthony Bourdain. He is secretly nice, I think was the way that I tried to sing his praises.
I'm not going to keep doing that. I'm not going to keep doing that.
But
anyway.
Yeah, nobody wins. This is mutual assured destruction. Welcome, by the way, to the Battle of King's Landing. Nobody gets out alive.